Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today as we begin a new week's worth of broadcasting, as we share these next few moments together. The Lord has placed a message on my heart: labor for rest. And I don't know about you, but we live in very taxing and trying times. And if ever we needed the peace and the rest of God, we need it in our lives right now. I know I'm speaking to someone that's just over the edge. You've just been stressed and feel like the demands that have been placed on you are so heavy. And you've been crying out for God's strength and ability to be able to do what He's asked you to do. And so, Father, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, Lord, you see those that are at wit's end, those that feel, Lord, they've been pushed to the absolute extreme, physically, emotionally, mentally. And Father, we thank you that you know, through your Son Jesus, who suffered all the things that He did, who is our high priest, our intercessor, who is able to be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what it is to be sorrowful, to feel worn out, he collapsed with the weight of the cross upon Him. When He had been walking and His disciples all morning, He sat very tired and hot at noonday at that well in Samaria where He ministered to the Samaritan woman. And so, Lord, we thank you that you can identify with our pains and our griefs and our sufferings. And through that full atonement that you provided for us, our salvation, not just the salvation of our soul, but every need that we could possibly have, any situation that we could possibly face, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. You will hear when we call to you. And so, Father, I'm asking you to minister to those who've had a really rough day. And Lord, that you will just breathe your peace and your strength into them right now. Father, thank you for your love and your faithfulness and your goodness. We receive now in the name of Jesus, and we praise you and we bless you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I shared, I want to talk about the importance of entering into a place of rest and faith in God. The Word tells us that this is the victory that overcomes this world system, this present darkness that we are living in, even our faith. And no matter what is surrounding us, no matter what encompasses us, no matter what we are faced with, you, beloved, and God are a majority. He is with you. He's promised He wouldn't leave or forsake you. And that promise is given to those who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are the children of God, those who have accepted Jesus into their heart and lives. If you haven't, if you're listening to this broadcast, it's a very simple thing that is required of us. It's simply to believe on the Lord and to confess with our mouths that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that He did that through His precious atonement, the shedding of His blood, that we could have our sins forgiven and fellowship restored to Him. And so it's just a matter of bowing your heart before the Lord. In fact, let's do that now. If you're not certain that you're saved, if you're not certain of your relationship with Jesus, Father, we come to you right now. And Lord, I thank you for everyone who is reaching out to you and needs the assurance of salvation. Father, we repent of our sins. We declare, Lord, that there is none righteous, not one, but that Jesus came and shed His blood that we could be restored to fellowship with our God. And so, Father, we repent and turn away from our lifestyle of sin and iniquity. And thank you, Lord, that you are going to be with us to enable us to live every day, a new day, as a new creature in you, being born again by the Spirit of God from above. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit being administered right now. And Lord, that your beloved shall rejoice in the joy of your salvation. We know that all of heaven rejoices when one sinner comes back to the Lord. And so, Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for ministering now through the Word of God and bringing all of us, your people, Lord, into that wonderful rest that you have for the people of God. Praise God. Amen. All right, well, I'd like to share with you one of my favorite psalms. Sometimes it's hard to say their favorite because they're all so beautiful, but I'd like to read in entirety Psalm 95 and make some comments as we go. The first six and a half verses are wonderful exclamation and exhortation to praise the Lord. It begins by these words, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." I want to stop right here as I read a portion of verse 7, just to make these comments that there is, in terms of the Hebrew concept of praise, many different ways of expressing gratitude and love to the Lord. There's todah. That's an actual Hebrew word that is used today. It means thanks, to say todah, thank you. And thanksgiving is surely one of the ways we can come before his presence. In fact, that's exactly what verse 2 said. When you come in his presence, either in the congregation of the saints or just in your own time of prayer, come with a grateful heart. And there are seven different Hebrew words for praise, but the highest form of praise is called tehillah praise. It is a fully amplified expression of love and worship to God. And when that happens in the congregation, then the Lord responds, because, you know, he says he inhabits the praises of his people. And so if you read very carefully through some of the Psalms, you'll see that these Psalms, which are recorded in our Bible, were actually new songs that were given by the Spirit of the Lord. And David and Asaph, those who were ministered, the psalmists who ministered round the clock in the tabernacle of David, they wrote down these psalms. And when there was a peak of worship that was reached, when God started inhabiting the praises of his people, there were the word of the Lord came forth in a prophetic expression. And that's exactly what happens right here. In Psalm 95, verse 7 says, "He is our God, we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand." And then if you will notice clearly, it is no longer the psalmist speaking, but it is the Lord. It's actually a word of prophecy. And having understood that, now let me read the remainder of that psalm. The Lord goes on to say, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness." He's referring now to the time of the children of Israel when they wandered in the wilderness. He goes on in verse 9 to say, "When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways." Remember on recent broadcasts, I've talked about the ways, the thoughts of the Lord, and that the people of God, the people of Israel, saw his works, the works of his hands, the mighty things that he did for them, not only in the wilderness, but in the land of Egypt. But it was Moses who loved and sought after God. And it is said of Moses that he knew God's ways. So in verse 10, the Lord says, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart. They have not known my ways. Unto whom, verse 11, I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. After this beautiful exhortation to worship, we see the Lord then comes on the scene and speaks a word of exhortation. Because prophecy is given for edification as well as exhortation. He was speaking to the people not only at that moment in time when that psalm was given, but he was speaking to every generation since that time. He holds a warning or gives a warning to us. And there is something we need to consider, and there's another reference that is made in the book of Hebrews, and I want to turn to that. My time is rapidly moving along, so I may not be able to get too far in this message today, but nonetheless, we'll pick up and continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But I do want to share Hebrews 4, but before that, I want to look at Hebrews, the third chapter, because there's actually a repetition of and reference to Psalm 95. But I just don't have enough time, and so we'll start tomorrow sharing that passage in the third chapter of Hebrews. But in the moments that remain, I want to thank you for joining me today. And if you have prayer needs, you may never have written before, you may never have written to a broadcast ministry, well, you could drop me a note to our mailing address, our P.O. Box, or if you have internet access, you can send me an email. I'm very busy, so I don't spend a lot of time on emails, but I read and receive them all and generally respond by means of letter, and I know you'll be blessed. So thank you for joining me. Know that I love you, and I'm so grateful for your prayer support as well as financial resources that enable us to stay on this station. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.